This is Apollo Control at 31 hours, 42 minutes. The Apollo 14 crew has completed the dim light photography scheduled in the flight plan. The next event will be to stabilize the spacecraft and then spin it up at the relatively slow rotational rate of 3 revolutions per hour. This is the passive thermal control mode used to maintain the proper thermal stability, the proper temperatures of the spacecraft, exposing all sides of the spacecraft equally to the radiation from the sun. At the present time, we show Apollo 14 121,264 nautical miles from Earth, traveling at a velocity of 4,271 feet per second. The preliminary data from that mid-course correction maneuver performed at 30 hours, 36 minutes, 7 seconds, as called for in the flight plan, is that the delta V gained, the velocity resulting from the maneuver, was 71.4 feet per second. And the preliminary tracking data shows that the maneuver had the effect of lowering the point of closest approach to the moon from 2,104 nautical miles to 67.05. The maneuver was targeted to lower the point of closest approach to about 60 nautical miles. And the flight dynamics officer reports that with additional tracking, we expect the data to show that we came very close to that. The burn was almost precisely normal as planned. The burn duration had been targeted for about 10.3 seconds, and on the ground we measured the burn time at 10 seconds. Of course, the guidance system on the spacecraft is designed to shut down the engine based on the amount of velocity gained rather than the time of the maneuver, rather than the time of burn, so that it's perfectly consistent for the guidance system to shut down within a fraction of a second or a second of the pre-computed time based on the amount of energy that is gotten from the engine in any particular maneuver. During the burn and for about 1 hour before, Louise Mitchell, wife of Lunar Module pilot Edgar Mitchell, was in the control center viewing the procedures. We don't have a great deal of activity scheduled on the flight plan now. The astronauts are scheduled to begin another sleep period at 41 hours, or about 9 hours 15 minutes from now. During that, during the interim period of time, primary activities will be systems monitoring and such things as charging batteries, venting the batteries, and of course setting up the passive thermal control mode, which will be beginning soon. Earlier this evening, we again talked with the crew about the condition and the events preceding and leading up to the docking operation and the condition of the probe assembly. Following the crew's answering some additional questions about the probe assembly, they were advised that the probe appears to be normal and that we will continue with the normal flight plan leading up to a landing on the moon as things stand right now. The Saturn third stage, the S-4B, based on our last computations, will impact the moon at 82 hours, 38 minutes, and 3 seconds at a latitude of 9 degrees, 32 minutes south, longitude 26 degrees, 20 minutes west. And as we continue to gather more tracking data, these numbers have been changing, and we expect that they will continue to change somewhat. At 31 minutes, 47 seconds, this is, rather 31 hours, 47 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston, standing by.